You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, folks. It's Wednesday, and it's August 13th, and Catherine Lampner is in for John Hockenberry, who's out today. And real quick, we're talking about Scooby-Doo, and the reason why
is
because that Professor Marshall from Georgia says that he was watching Scooby-Doo with his daughter, and the bad person, whoever that bad guy was controlling the weather, and the daughter thought that was great, and he explained to her that it's not exactly so easy. So it's a teaching opportunity for your children.
A teachable moment in Scooby-Doo.
Anytime your kids are seeing someone control the weather,
You know what time it is?
Yes, I know. It's time
another teachable moment.
It's time for the latest headlines from Femi. Okay, Femi?
Thanks very much. Just coming up to 11 minutes to the top of the hour. Georgia's security chief says that Russians have broken the recent truce, bombing and looting the key Georgian city of Gori. This is just coming from the BBC's Gavin Hewitt, who is reporting from that city.
We are on the outskirts of Gori. There are still Russian tanks in the city. They seem to be dismantling and destroying Georgian army bases there. But we're getting a stream of eyewitness reports that their allies, South Ossetian forces, are looting the city. There is a pall of smoke over the market. We have heard of people being stripped of everything at gunpoint. And the situation may well be worse in outlying villages. We have spoken to terrified residents who have watched their houses being torched. There may well be a ceasefire, but terror has come in its wake.
That was the BBC's Gavin Hewitt reporting from the Georgian city of Gori. France brokered a peace deal between Georgia and Russia less than 12 hours ago. Afghan officials say militants have attacked aid workers south of Kabul. The ambush killed one American, one Canadian, and one Irish national. All of them were women. They worked for the US-based International Rescue Committee. And a morning rush hour blast in the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli has killed 18 people and wounded 40 others. The roadside bomb ripped apart a public bus. No claim yet of any responsibility. That's a look at some of the main stories making your news this morning. I will have more, and we will have more from Gori as we get it.
What an uncertain situation.
And I'm hoping that we're going to be speaking a little later with a BBC correspondent from Tbilisi. So we'll be getting more Inside Georgia reports.
For now, we're going to get some inside in California, where essentially it's the peak of the $31 billion farming season, or at least it should be. But California is really suffering from a drought that's putting some farmers out of business and sending workers begging for food in America's breadbasket. Mendota in the Central Valley of California, a once fertile producing town near Fresno, has been hit especially hard by the drought, a dilapidated state irrigation system, and really political turmoil. Mendota's mayor, Robert Silva, joins us now. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
And you describe Mendota as a third world city in a first world country. Explain.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because the situation the way it is right now with we're in a poverty level area, and it's a depressed area, a lot of unemployment. But at this time, it's the worst unemployment we ever had in history. So we're saying that it is a situation that you don't normally see here in America, but the way the situation is right here with the high unemployment and all the problems we've been facing, yes, we could describe that as a third world nation. Yes.
How are people coping?
This is the worst situation we've ever seen here because of the drought and the water cutbacks. So we're facing a 40% unemployment rate, which is the worst than we've ever seen.
40% unemployment?
Yes, it is. 40% unemployment in this particular area because the problem is that it's a farming area. And what's happening is that because of the water cutbacks, the farmers don't have those jobs out there. So when there's no water out there, there's no crops, and the people aren't working, so there's a much high unemployment.
Any food shortages?
Well, what the problem is that because of the cutbacks, there is less farming, and you're going to see a lot of productivity cut back almost in half. So that's going to affect the consumer in the long run. And, well, the worst situation here, yes, is that people aren't working and that we've had food lines. We've had many agencies come out here and try to help us because the problem persists.
But this morning, you're on your way to try to do something. Where are you going, and what do you hope to accomplish when you get there?
Well, this is our second trip. We call it a water rally. What we do is the cities here in the Central Valley are going to Sacramento to support the governor's comprehensive water plan, which a plan will help out the environmental issues, the farming industry, the municipalities are getting their fair share of water. There's not a shortage of water. It's just a problem the way it's delivered. And one of the things they're trying to do is convince some legislators that then we need to have a comprehensive water plan on the ballot in November so we can vote on it. That way we'll have the water distribution, and that way everybody will get their fair share of water. And we're having a rally. We'll probably have close to 2,000 people and buses from the Central Valley going up to Sacramento to have a water rally right in front of the state capitol.
Mayor, we're going to turn for a moment to Matt Weiser. He is a reporter with the Sacramento Bee. He's joining us by phone from Sacramento. Matt, you have been reporting on this, you know, food lines in America's breadbasket. The mayor just said that he is a third world he's the head of a third world community in a first world country. How did this happen?
Well, it's pretty complex, but the basic problem is that the state relies heavily on the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta to move water around the state. And the delta is where the state's two major rivers come together, and water is diverted from there to various parts of the state. And the delta is in an ecological collapse. There are a number of fish species declining. Water quality is poor. And there was a federal court order as a result in December that restricted water exports from the delta.
Well, and in fact, don't some people phrase this as fish versus people?
Some do. That's an overly simplistic way to phrase it, I believe, because the state and federal governments that operate those water export systems have a legal and moral obligation to protect the environment and the fish, and now they face a court order to do so because they haven't done it adequately in the past.
Now, the drought, this isn't a new thing. This has happened in California before. So why is this particular year so hard?
Well, part of it is that California hasn't seen a drought like this in, close to 20 years. So many Californians are no longer in the habit of conserving water. We haven't faced something like this in quite a while. So losing the conservation habit and also facing additional cutbacks from this court order has aggravated conditions quite a bit.
Well, in fact, we have some audio here of Governor Schwarzenegger trying to get Californians to understand this.
So I just hope that they see that we have a serious drought. This is the second year in a row now, and we don't have enough water for the future for California.
So, Matt, how seriously are Californians taking this? It sounds like the rest of the state has to conserve just to help this part of the state.
That's true. It depends on where you are in California. But a lot of communities are facing, they're being asked to conserve water by their local water agency. Their water rates have gone up. They've had to think about different kinds of landscaping and water conservation measures in their home. I think the city of Mendota is probably in a worse situation than others, but many areas of the state have yet to really get pinched by this. But it's going to happen this fall and probably next year as well.
Matt, I'm going to have to let you go. I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Matt Weiser with the Sacramento Bee.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.